제30회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 지갑을 훔쳐간 사람을 고르시오.
Police station, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to report a theft.
Okay, can you tell me exactly what happened?
Yes, I was walking home from work this evening when this man knocked me right off my feet.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, he just grabbed my wallet and ran off through the trees in the park.
Can you describe how he looks?
Yes, he was about 190 centimeters tall and wearing a striped sweater and basketball shoes.
What else can you tell me?
He was heavy built with long wavy hair, and I think he had a beard.
What was taken exactly?
Well, my wallet with $100 cash and my credit cards.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 말을 들은 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I have a reservation for tonight.
Your name, please?
It's Nelson, Charles Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Nelson, that's a room for five and...
Excuse me? A room for five?
Yes, a room for five guests was booked under your name, Mr. Charles C. Nelson.
No, hold on, my name is Charles Nelson, not Charles C. Nelson.
Oh, here we are, Charles Nelson. A room for one for the 19th.
Wait, I made a reservation for tonight. It's not the 19th.
Sorry, but we have only a honeymoon suite available for tonight.
What? I should get a discount for your mistake.
The best I can give you is a 10% discount and a free continental breakfast.
Hey, isn't the breakfast free anyway? I think I deserve more than that. I want to talk to the manager.
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
Hey Judy, what are you doing?
I'm checking an ad for cell phones. This cell phone company offers a $50 rebate on the purchase.
Really? Let me see the ad.
Here, take a look. Didn't you say that you were going to buy a new cell phone?
Yes, I need to buy a new one, but the monthly charge for this new service is $69.99.
That's quite expensive. Oh, but here they offer unlimited weekend minutes.
That's not bad, but I don't use cell phones that much.
Oh, and you can roll over the extra minutes to the next month instead of just losing them.
That sounds good, but look at this. It says the term of service agreement is for 6 months, and if you cancel early, you have to pay a cancellation fee of $200.
$200? That was the catch.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 제안으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ron, what are you doing?
I'm just looking up some information on the internet.
Let me see. Baldness? You're not that bad off.
I get enough of it from others.
I mean it, but I'm sorry if you feel that way.
That's okay. Maybe I'm just too nervous about it.
Have you ever thought about seeking medical advice?
Medical advice? You mean medicine?
Yeah, there are new medicines that not only retard hair loss, but help regenerate new growth.
I still don't give much credibility to them.
Well, what about accepting the fact that you're just losing your hair?
I just can't give up. I know appearances shouldn't matter, but obviously I can feel that women avoid me.
Come on, you don't have to be serious.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일의 순서가 적절하게 나열된 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I'm bored. Why don't we go to a movie today?
That's good. What movie would you like to see?
I want to see Muppets in Space.
Let me look at the newspaper. It starts in the afternoon at 2:45. Well, should we take Mom with us?
Yeah, of course. Let's go to a movie all together.
Okay. Then we have to wait for Mom because she's at a meeting right now.
Do you know when she'll be back?
She said the meeting would be over around 2. Maybe we can wait for her in front of her office.
That's a good idea. Let's go on a little walk after the movie.
Where? Would you like to go down to the beach or through the park?
To the beach.
That sounds great. and then maybe we can go out to eat. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 조언으로 적절하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm thinking about joining the basketball team in the company. What do you think?
Well...
What do you mean, well? I was a star player in high school.
I know, but it was 25 years ago. I don't want you to have a heart attack at the court.
But I'm not that out of shape.
You ought to at least have a physical exam before you begin.
Okay, I will get a physical exam soon.
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles. Oh, also, you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
I'm just worried about your health.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불한 지하철표의 가격과 가야 할 역의 수가 다르게 짝지어진 것을 고르시오.
Where am I?
Excuse me, do you need any help?
Oh yes, I'm a stranger here and I've been lost for the past few hours.
Really? Where are you going?
Actually, I want to go to the science museum, but I can't make heads or tails of these ticket machines.
Well, just press this button, and from here it's $1.50.
Okay, let me put the coins in the machine. Yeah, I've got the ticket, thank you.
Then get on the train at platform number 4.
How often do the trains come around this time of day?
Usually they come about every 6 minutes.
Okay, and where do I get off the train?
Get off at State Street Station, 5 stops from here.
Okay, I got it. Thanks for your help.
8번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone, my name's Carl Roberts and I'll lecture about intercultural communication. To begin with, please take a look at the syllabus. This class meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:15 to 4:50. We'll be meeting in this room for the first 2 months, September and October, but we will be using the research lab every other week on Thursday during the last 2 months of the class. This is the text for the class, Beyond Language. You will be able to buy it at the bookstore from the day after tomorrow. Grading is determined by your performance on a midterm and final test, pop quizzes, a research project, and classroom participation. My office hours are from 1 to 2 o'clock on Wednesdays, and you can set up an appointment with me at other times as well.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. Do you have any brochures on the city sightseeing?
Yes, here we go. I recommend you see Golden Tower.
Thank you. Is there any good restaurant that offers meals at a reasonable price?
Well, the Mexican restaurant La Fajita is fantastic. The portions are larger than most places I've been to.
Great. How do I get there from the tower?
You can catch the subway right in front of the tower.
Isn't there a bus that goes there?
Yeah, but you would have to transfer a couple of times. Taking the subway would be more convenient.
Thanks. Oh, and before I forget, I'd like to have my room cleaned today.
Sure, your room will be clean by the time you come back.
Okay, thanks.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 무료로 받게 된 것을 고르시오.
Hello, can I take your order?
Yes, I'd like a large pepperoni pizza with mushrooms.
Would you like anything else?
Wait, can I make that a half and half pizza?
Sure. What would you like on the other half?
I'll have Italian sausage on the other, and could I get extra cheese on it?
All right, it costs $2 more. And would you care for any beverage with your order? Actually, we have a Friday night family special going on.
What's your Friday night family special?
If you order any large pizza and a drink, we'll throw in a free order of breadsticks.
Huh, sure, why not? What drink comes with the pizza?
Either Coke or Sprite.
I'll take Coke.
Okay, your total comes to $15.19, including tax.
(11번) 다음 영화 시간표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 볼 영화와 상영 시간이 바르게 짝지어진 것을 고르시오.
What do you want to do today?
Well, do you have any suggestions?
Why don't you go to a movie?
That's good. Let's see what movies are playing.
Oh, look here. There are several interesting films.
Oh, I love horror movies. Let's see Ghost House.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, but we can't. It's R-rated. It means under 17 requires accompanying parents.
I'm still 16. That's too bad. Then what else?
We can see one of the films rated PG-13 or G.
Well, I'm not really into animated films.
Me either. Then we should choose what to see among the remaining two. What time is it?
It's already 4 o'clock, and we should be back home before 8.
That gives us only one choice.
Okay, let's see it.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 토요일에 할 일이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Susan, are you free on Saturday? I'm wondering if you'd like to get together and do something.
I'd love to, but I'm really going to be busy all day on Saturday.
What do you have going on that day?
First, my mom asked me to help clean the house in the morning, and then I have a dentist appointment at 12:30.
Can't you put it off?
Oh no, I can't miss that because I've canceled twice before.
I think you should go this time then. What about after that?
I need to help Julie with her science assignment.
When is the due date of the assignment?
That's due on Monday morning.
Okay, but are you free after that?
Hardly. I have to pick up my brother from soccer practice at 4:30.
Wow, you're going to be running around on that day.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
How much do you need?
Fill her up, please.
2번.
I think we're in the wrong direction.
Let's ask someone in the gas station.
3번.
Do you know where the nearest gas station is?
Sorry, I'm a stranger myself.
4번.
Please don't forget to buckle up.
That's right. You are the one who'll get the ticket.
5번.
Oh, I think I'm running out of gas.
You should have checked it in the morning.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon.
Hello, thanks for pulling over. It's really hard to catch a taxi here.
Yeah, I know. There aren't many taxis around here. Where to?
I'm going to the National Art Museum. How long does it take to get there?
Well, that all depends on the traffic, but it shouldn't take more than 20 minutes for the average driver.
I hope there's no traffic jam. I'm worried about being late for my appointment.
Don't worry. I'm a pretty fast driver, and it's not rush hour yet.
Okay. Sorry for asking, but do you have any idea how much the fare will be?
It shouldn't be more than $18.
I see. By the way, do you know what time the museum closes?
I would guess around 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry, but do you have the time?
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ted, what's up?
I put a buck in the vending machine for a candy bar, but the thing just got stuck.
Why don't you press the change button?
I already did, but nothing came out.
The machine must be broken.
This is not the first time. This stupid machine owes me several candy bars.
Oh, that must be annoying.
Yes, I think I'll rock the machine back and forth until the candy bar falls.
Well, but you don't want to be responsible for breaking the machine.
You're right, but I'm really hungry now. I want to have a candy bar.
Well, you can eat mine. Here, take this.
Oh, thank you. But I still want my money back. What should I do? Can I see the mirror?
Just a moment, I'm almost finished.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
Now let's dry your hair, put a little styling gel in it, and style it. Now look.
Oh no, what happened to my hair? You butchered it.
Sir, but this style is very popular these days.
I told you I just wanted to trim it.
Well, sir, we offer a money-back guarantee on all our work, so if you're not completely satisfied...
Satisfied? I'm anything but satisfied. I want to talk to the manager now.
I'm sorry, but he's on vacation and he left me in charge.
How am I supposed to go to a job interview looking like this?
I think I can fix the damage if you give me another 20 minutes. Mark is a middle school student. He has one thing he wants to buy, and it is an MP3 player. Almost every student in school has one, and he asked his parents to buy one, but they said no. So he is saving his allowance to buy one himself. A brand new MP3 player costs around $100, and he's saved up to $92 so far. One day, his mother asked him to go to the supermarket and buy some milk. His mother gave him a $10 bill, and he got about $8 in change after paying for the milk. He thought he would be able to buy an MP3 player with the change and the money he saved, so he didn't want to give the change to his mom. In this situation, what would Mark probably say to his mom?